Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast on today. I just give God all the praise and glory. Amen. I just bring you greetings in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're so delighted today that you have chosen to worship with us on today. I give God praise. He's an awesome God on today. I just thank you right now for being here and being a part of our service on today. We're going to get ready to call our service into order now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer for our devotion service on today. God is such an awesome God. I just love him so much. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I'm going to read this, but we got to have our doxology. I'm just going to wait. We're going to have our doxology. I'm moving too fast.
I
want to
be someone else. Who's popular that everyone likes.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I want to be King Shark.
I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling has thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and has crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, put all things under his feet, as sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name above all the earth. We're going to have a song. Let's see. Amen. God is still on the throne. He's an awesome God. Awesome God.
Being miracle, being miracle.
Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come this afternoon just giving you praise and we're giving you glory, God. We just praise in your name, Lord. We magnify you today, God, and we glorify your name on today. Lord, we lift your name up that all men may see, Lord, and we come right now, God, first of all, binding the strong man from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind the strong man today from our lives, Lord. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now just asking you right now to bless our radio broadcast on today. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We asking you right now, God, to send your power down, Father. Send your anointing today, God, on our radio broadcast and our service, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise on today, God, and we give you glory on today. Father, I ask you right now to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit will minister to us on today and increase. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you on today, and I bind every demonic force that try to come against me, Lord, and I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and glory, Lord, and we give you praise and glory, and we thank you right now for all that you're doing and all that you already done and all that you're going to do, Lord, and we give you praise and glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We just give God praise. We give God glory on today. We just magnify his name on today. God is such a good God, and I love him. I love God, and I know we all love God. So I'm just going to open up the testimonial service. If anyone have a testimony this afternoon, you know, a lot of times we don't know what to say when it comes to the testimony service, but I just always, I don't care if I'm out at a ministry or church, I just always have to try to say something because I want God to know that he's good all the time. I want God to know just he woke me up. That's enough. That's enough because, you know, the ground could have been on me. I didn't have to be standing on the ground. But the ground could have been standing on me, but he made old death behave. And I just thank God. I thank God for the things that he do for me. I don't take this for granted. And I always want him to know, even when I tell him when I'm by myself or in my prayer closet, that I don't take it for granted and how good he is. I want everybody else to know. You know, we can get on Facebook and we can just in Twitter and Instagram and tell them, you know, about my car and tell them about my house and my 750 credit score and all this kind of stuff. But we don't never tell them who gave it to us. We don't never show them who gave it to us. You know what I'm saying? We don't never get on that testify. You know, hey, I got this thing, but it wasn't me that got it. It was God got it. You know, or however, I'm just making an example. I want them to know that God is good, and he's good all the time. In the gifts that he give us, we don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted, the things that God does for me. I love God so much. You know, I just love him, and that's the best thing I ever could have done was fell in love with Jesus. I mean, I'm in love with him. I mean, I love him from the bottom of my heart with everything that I have. I love the Lord because he loved me first. He died for me first. I love God. So, you know, in all the things that he's done, he could have let me die when I got shot, and he could have let me die on some of the other stuff. but he didn't. He kept me, and I thank God for keeping me. I give him praise today for all that he do, all the other stuff that have happened to me in these 65 years of my life. Don't think it's all been just because I've been so good and I did this. It ain't, because he looked beyond all of my faults and he saw that I needed rescuing, and he rescued me from myself. And I thank God on today. I thank God, hallelujah, for being so good to me and being so kind to me. God is just like that. I thank him today. So I'm opening up the testimonial service. If anybody have anything to say, this is your time. This is the time right here. Amen. And if you don't, I understand. Believe me, I do. Amen. So, I give God praise today, and I give him glory. Sometimes we don't be in a position or a place or something that we can testify. But it's all right, too. I know God know your heart. And I just thank God. I just thank God on today. So we're going to get ready to have another song before we go into the Word of God.
Excuse me, Pop.
Yes.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to testify that, lately I've been lackadaisy on, fully committing myself with the relationship with God. And I kind of struggle sometimes because I make excuses of me not having enough time to give God my time. Due to the fact that I work and all other things and try to, maintain my place at home and, working and all these other things. In a way it is an excuse. I could never be too tired or too busy to give God praise.
Amen.
I'm at work right now. Somebody told me to get on here. It's time. I need it. I'm dealing with some things. I've been really focused on trying to better myself as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a son, as a grandson. I'm not perfect. I'm by far perfect. The thing is, I'm willing to take the extra, the initiative to take the extra step closer to what I'm supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
I be more obedient. Every day, it's a struggle. It's hard, but at the same time, you should always give God praise, right? No matter where like you said, you can take all the time out in the world to be on Facebook and doing all these worldly things and just put God on the shelf, and that's not right. So I came down while I'm at work, stopped what I was doing, suddenly came down, and everybody was looking at me like, where you going? I said, man, I got something to do. I'll be right back. I needed this.
Amen.
I like to pray for my family, the Morton family, pray for myself as an individual, for understanding the wisdom, asking to instill that in me. I like to, ask him to forgive me for all my sins that I have committed, both known and unknown.
Mm-hmm.
I like to ask him to, cover my wife. Things are big. It gets a little tough sometimes, but at the same time, I'm rooted. We got this. I've been asked to, just ease her mind, ease both of our mind, and just be still. That's what I've been doing practically for real, just to not reacting and thinking. You know, I love my wife. You know, I love my wife. I love my kids. And by any means, I love God. You know, I don't put nobody before him at all. So, you know, him, then my wife and kids and family and all that. So I just ask, you know, just keep us in our prayers, man. And what when things get tough, you know, God always there for y'all.
That's right.
Get down on your knees. That's the best. That's what everybody tells me. Get down on your knees and just, you know, talk to him because he's always listening. He always listens.
That's right.
Whenever you think he's not listening, he's listening. You know, I love God so much. You know, I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed. I'm real blessed. I wouldn't ask for nothing more than to be in the position that I am in right now and, you know, to reflect on my past and where I have came up until now. You know, I wouldn't have no other way. You know, I give all God, I give God the praise and the glory and the honor. You know, just keep us uplifted, and that's all I have to say. Thank you for listening.
Amen. No problem. It's a blessing to be able to testify. Amen. And God hear you. And God loves you. I just want you to be encouraged. Any more testimony?
Amen. Giving reverence to my God and to you, Mother, my pastor.
Amen.
All of my pastors, and to you, Mother, my pastor as well. I would like to also give reverence and honor to all those who serve in their respective places. I just want to give thanks to God for just reminding us that no matter what of our circumstances, we can always find reason to be grateful and give thanks to him. So no matter what I'm going through, I just thank God for just, you know, being there, holding my hand through it all.
I also
want to thank him just through the sickness and in health.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank him for the good times and the bad times.
Mm-hmm.
I thank him for being, you know, our protector. I thank him for just loving me in spite of. I thank him for just being our lawyer in a time of need. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
A doctor.
That's right.
A healer.
Yes.
I thank him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Right
thank you, Lord.
You all to pray. Me and my family strengthen the Lord. You know, we're going through some things. It's a different type. So I just want to ask y'all, pray my strength and my family strength in God.
Amen. Yes, we sure will. God bless you, and thank you for the testimony. God is good, and he's good just like that. He'll take you through. He'll see you through whatever you need. If he take you to it, he's going to take you through it. That's how God is. Any more testimony? Yes. Well, we just thank and praise God for the testimonies we've had today. God knows everything, and he knows everybody. He knows what we all need, and I just thank him on today. God is a good God. We're going to have a song, and we're going to go into our service. To let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost can minister to us on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your anointing fall. Father, let your power come. We need you and we can't make it without you, Lord. I can't minister today without you, Lord. I need you in everything I do and say, God. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to the book of St. John, chapter 15, verses 2 and maybe 3. I got a couple of scriptures, but that's my main scripture right there. St. John, chapter 15, verse 2 and maybe 3. And it reads, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he will take away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Amen. We're going to, and I don't know how he's going to do it, but I'm obedient to the word of God. We're going to talk about today, cut off what don't grow. Cut off what don't grow. We know it's some things we need to cut off. It's some things in our lives we need to cut off. If they're not growing, if they're not helping you, if they're hurting you, or if they're going against what you believe, or if it's not what God would have you to do, cut it off. You know, it's like your life is a seed. And it's like you're being, God plants you in some dirt. And that's life. You know, the dirt is life. And before you can reach the surface and sprout out of the dirt, you have to go through all this stuff, pushing through the dirt with your people in your life, dragging you down and doing all kind of other things, helping you, steering you, leading you the wrong way. But you got to cut that stuff off. You got to cut it off. I don't care how long it takes. You can't do it all at once. That's okay. But you do it because you trying to please God. He say every fruit or every tree or whatever it is that cannot bear fruit, he gonna cut it off. If you don't cut it off, God gonna cut it off. And we don't want God doing it because he don't do it like we think he should. But we need to cut that stuff off a lot of times. And I'm not knocking nobody because I watch TV. I watch Facebook. I mean, I be on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff I do. But if it's not helping me, if I'm not on there encouraging somebody, you know, if I'm not on there doing some God thing, and I'm always on there when I should be in my word, or I should be praying, or I should be fasting, but I'm doing all this other stuff, I need to cut this stuff off. Believe me, I get on Facebook, I get on Instagram, Twitter, just looking at stuff, and I watch TV because we're not out everywhere like we used to be. Just trying to find something to pass the time away. But God, if it's not helping you, if it's not helping me, we need to cut the things off that's hindering us. That's the stuff that's hindering us, the games online and on all this kind of stuff. We need to cut the stuff off. We need to, if it's people, I don't care what it is, you don't want nothing to come between you and God, not one thing. If it's not right, and if it's stopping you, if it's knocking you off of focus, if you're not on balance because of this, this, and this, cut it off. Because you do not want God to cut it off. When God trying to get your attention, and you got this going on, cut it off. You know, I was telling a young lady yesterday, car stop. She don't know what's going on. Her sister, car stop. She don't know what's going on. Brother, car stop. I'm just not getting it. Yeah, but you better get it. Because God trying to get y'all's attention. And if
He already had all three of y'all in the hospital. Still didn't get your attention. Next time, it's not going to be like you think it is. You could have had an accident and the car stopped, but he kept you. He's trying to get your attention. And what he can't, and what's not helping you, you need to cut it off. I don't care what nobody else doing. I don't care what direction nobody else doing. If it's some direction that you're not supposed to be going in, you need to cut that stuff off. If you're not on focus with God, cut it off, whatever it is. God wants you to bear some fruit. And he don't want this bad fruit hindering you. He's going to prune it and purge it. He's going to cut it off for you if you don't do it. We gotta make sense out of this. If somebody not doing you any good, if the game not sitting in front of the TV all day, not doing you any good, cut the stuff off. Cut it off. I'm telling you, because you don't want God to cut it off. God said you can't do nothing without him. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask me to do anything and I'll do it. But he got to abide in you first. And his word, you and him and his word in you, that's how it goes. That's the process. It's a process, but you got to do it. He said in Romans 16 and 17, he said, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offense, contrary to the doctrine you have learned in advancing. In Proverbs 13 and 20, he said that you could be with wise, walk with wise men and shall be wise. But if your companions are a fool, fools shall be destroyed. You don't want to be around nobody like that. You want to walk in wisdom. You want to walk with somebody wise. You want to be in wise counsel. You want to accept the counsel of wise people. That means if you got you need some advice, you don't go to nobody that can't help you. You go to God and you go to whoever he tells you to go to. Don't talk to people if they steering you the wrong way. You don't do that. But whatever they are, you cut them out and you go seek wise counsel. You don't go to nobody or to doing some things that you shouldn't be doing. Cut that stuff off. God not in that stuff, I'm telling you. We got to get this time and the things that's going on, all the sickness and other stuff coming, we got to be wise. We got to put all our confidence in God and don't put our confidence in man, even with the doctors and they saying do this and do that. You better pray before you do anything. You better pray before you go take the vaccine. You better pray before you do it all. And you got to pray and ask God what to do. You got to get some wise counsel. And if you ask God, know that God is going to tell you. He's going to tell you everything that you need. He's going to tell you and lead you in the right way. Even if you can't hear him, he's going to send somebody to tell you just what you need to hear. God is just like that. He'll send a prophet and tell you where to go and what to do. Honey, don't tell me about God. I know about it. God will get your attention any kind of way he can. But if he tried one way and you don't respond, he's going to try just like he wants to. And he's going to get your attention. So whatever these things is, whatever this stuff is, whoever it is, if it don't make you grow, cut it off. If it don't be in your life for a reason other than a mess, cut that stuff off. Because God's not in it. God's not in it. God wants you to be in him. Trust in him. God wants you to come to him. And he'll provide for you whatever it is. But it's all about God and less about us and anything that in our life that don't amount up to nothing. So I'm telling you today, I beseech you today, listen to what I'm saying today, that if it don't help you, if it don't have the right purpose to it, cut it off. Every branch, God is the true vine, and his Father is the husbandman. Every branch in him that bears not fruit, he is going to take it away. Believe me, anything that's in you that's not of God, cut it off today. Don't wait. Cut it off. Cut it off. Walk in law in the Lord. Walk in holiness. Walk in godliness. I'm not saying stop everything and do all this kind of stuff, but you got to have confidence in God. You got to have faith in God. You got to trust in God. Don't put your trust in man. Man will fail you every time, but put your whole confidence in God. Believe in God. You got to believe in him. You got to have faith in him. If he said he'll do it, he'll do it. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Have he said it and didn't do it? God do everything he say he'll do. So I'm telling you today, in the name of Jesus, that trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Jesus went to the cross for us. He died on the cross for all of your hang-ups and all of mine. For every sin that we committed, Jesus died for us out on the cross. And when he died, a fountain opened up. God died that all doors were open for us. God died that we might have a right to the tree of life. Jesus stayed right there on the cross that we can have salvation. Jesus, God's son, Mary's son, died for us on the cross. And I thank God on today that he did not come down off the cross. He died. And I tell you what, he stayed right there till the Father took him up out of the grave. And I'm telling you that he died for all of my sins. And I give God praise on today. And what don't grow in your life, cut it off. I'm telling you today, don't let him die for nothing. You, when I tell you, cut anything off that's not like the Lord, that's not doing you no good. I'm glad that he died. I'm glad that he rose. I'm glad that he got up with all power in his hand. Power to live right. Power to love. God, Jesus, God got Jesus up out of the grave with all power in his hand. And I thank God on today. I thank him today. I thank Jesus that he died for me. I thank him. And I'm telling you, Jesus will come see about you right now. All you got to do is call on him. He comes see about me all the time. Jesus, I'm telling you, if you cry out to the Lord, he'll come see about it. I don't care what nobody say. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. Cry out to Jesus and see what happens. I dare you to do it. I dare you to do it. And I'm telling you right now, what don't grow in your life, stop doing it. Cut it off. Somebody in your life that shouldn't be, cut them off. You know God will move people out of your life. But sometimes he'll give you a chance to do it. If you don't do it, he'll move them himself. Now I'm telling you today, he went all the way to Calvary's Hill and shed his blood for us. Listen to him. Let him lead you. Don't put your confidence in nobody but him. And I dare you to do it today. See what God do for you. See what Jesus will do for you. I thank God on today. I thank God for this word. I didn't know what to say because he ain't giving me nothing. on the paper. He's giving me scriptures on the paper, and that's it. But I know one thing, that he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you hanging. God is always right there. Jesus is always right there. When he got a word to get to somebody, he's not going to leave you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you today, what don't grow, cut it off right now. I thank God today. The word of God for the people of God. I don't know who this word for, and it's not my business. But when he gave me that subject, I'm like, okay, Lord, give me some scripture. And that's all he gave me. I'm letting him speak through me. So I thank God speaking through me to whoever this word is for on today. And I know one thing, it's for me first. It's for me first. It's for me, because I got to cut some things out of my life that don't grow, that haven't grown, that isn't grown. It's going to be cut off. So God cut it off. So I thank God on today for this word. And I give him praise on today. So I'm getting ready to do an altar call now. God always have room at the cross. You can always join the church, the universal church. You can always come to the altar and leave your burdens right here at the altar of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, the father of Abraham and the father of Isaac and the father of Jacob, Lord, we come before your throne of grace on today, asking you to forgive us today, Lord, for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, God, and passing all our cares on the altar today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, God, and calling on the name of Jesus today, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come, Lord, and crying out today, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. We crying out, Lord, and we speak in Jesus' faith. We speak in him while he may be found, Lord. And we calling on Jesus while he's near. We calling on the name of Jesus today. Lord, we need you, Lord Jesus, and we can't make it without you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we calling on you in the name, on your name today, Lord. We calling on the name of Jesus. Father God, we need you right now, God, and we need you to direct us today, God, and in the name of Jesus, we need you to lead and guide us today, God, and in the name of, we need you right now, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Lord, some of us don't know what to do, God, and some of us don't know which way to go. We're in the crossroads of our life, Lord, and we need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord, and we need you, Lord Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you to bless, Lord, everyone under the sound of my voice on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord, and bless their families right now. Keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels right now, God, all around the bottom, Lord, to protect them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that, Lord, don't know how to pray, don't know what to do, don't know how to call on you, Lord, I'm asking you right now to hear their hearts, Lord. Hear them right now, God. Hear they cry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Listen to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They need you right now, God. I'm crying out for them today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Lead them, God, and in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless those in the hospital. hospitals, Lord, in the nursing homes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in penal institutions. I ask you right now to touch them right now, God. Heal right now, God. Heal right now, God. Heal right now, God. In the name of Jesus, those that bereaved them, in the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Let them know that you're right there with them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you now. Those behind prison walls, God, in the name of Jesus, you got people everywhere. Touch your people all over the earth. In the name of Jesus, they need you right now. They need you right now. They need you right now. Lord, I'm asking you to send angels in the name of Jesus. Send your angels, Lord, to the homes of your people. Send your angels, Lord, to protect your people right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Send your angels, Lord. Send your angels, Lord. Send your angels, Lord, your warring angels to fight against them. That fight against them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you that you woke us up. We thank you that you started us on our way with all the activities of our limbs. We thank you right now, God, for a sound mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we can leave all of our worries at the altar, all of our heartaches at the altar. Off the altar, everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that everything that concern us, concern you, and if we can leave it right there at the altar and not pick it back up, anything on our minds, anything on our heart, every bill that we have, Lord, we're leaving it at the altar today. Every sickness that we have, we're leaving it right there, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we trust you. We have faith in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We love you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless your holy name today. Bless your name on today, God. Thank you for everything that you've given me, God. I thank you that you allow me, God, to pray for the people, God. You could have got anybody, Lord, to pray for your people. But I thank you today that you give me an opportunity to pray for the people of God. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise on today. Lord, I thank you today, God. I thank you for giving me strength to pray, to call on your name. I thank you, God. And I'm asking you today, God, hear my prayer, oh Lord. I'm asking you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. You know what each one of them need, God. Do it for them, Lord. I'm asking you, God, to do it for them, God. Do it, Lord. I know you can. I believe you will. Do what they asking you, God. They need you, God, and they can't make it, Lord, without you, God. We can't do nothing, God, without you, Lord. We need you today, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you, God. Do it for them, Lord Jesus. Whatever it is, God, they need you today. Lord, we pray right now. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, God, and for your glory. Amen and amen and amen. We just give God glory and praise on today. And I thank God. I thank God for the word of God. I thank him for his word. I just thank God for the word. I give him praise on today. I give him praise. I give him praise. I just thank God I got to come out of this. I just thank God on today. I thank the Lord. I'm not going to keep you and hold you much longer. We have a minister meeting on tomorrow evening at 7. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise and thank God for his spirit, for the anointing that he just dropped on me. I thank God today. I thank him today. Ooh. So we just give God praise. or today. I'm not going to hold you too much longer, but next Sunday at the same time, we're going to take communion next Sunday by the grace of God. So everybody don't have, anybody don't have it, just get you some grape juice and some crackers and partake in the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to get ready to close out. I love you all, and God bless you all. Father, we just thank you for the word. Amen. We thank you for the service.
Love you too, Mama.
Amen. We thank you for the service, Lord Jesus, that we just been in, and we give you praise on today. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all have a good day. I love you. And God love you too. Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.